Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Marcus Jones has gotten his extension from the Patriots. We talked about it yesterday. Good signing, good player.
Yeah, really good signing.
Guy,
keep him around.
We'd like to keep around for three more years.
He's a weapon on punt, and he's actually a good corner.
An elite punt returner. He's a guy who, in a pinch, you could scheme something up on offense. And as a slot corner, he's really high-end. I said this yesterday. I feel like every week he makes a play where I watch it, I think the receiver dropped it, and either the broadcast points it out or you see it on the replay. He gets in there and punches the football out or rips the receiver's arm out. Like, he's had maybe one of those a week. And so he's been impressive this year. The numbers are in, though, Keith, and I'll tell you, I don't have a problem with it per se, but they are higher than I thought.
Okay.
So
inflation.
3 years, $36 million is $12 million a pop. That doesn't sound bad. The upside is to $40.5 million. This is according to Field Yates. What surprised me is Yates then says it makes him a top three highest paid slot corner in the NFL. Now, devil's in the details. Let's see what actually comes in. I don't pretend to know a lot about the slot corner market, but Marcus Jones is being paid as the third best slot corner in the league. That just feels higher than I expected it to be. That's all.
But so let's say
I'm not kicking and screaming and saying it's a horrible deal. I don't know. If you asked me, is Marcus Jones the third best slot corner in the league? I probably would have said on gut, on instinct, and maybe they're right.
Yeah.
I probably just would have been like, well, no, there's got to be better slot corners than him.
Yeah, I'm not. We have to get like Taylor Kyles and ask him like where he really ranks in the league as far as slot corners, because let's say he's even eighth, but he's a great punt returner and not all those other guys return punts.
That bumps it up a little bit.
Yeah, I think his value goes up.
It's a good point.
So I'll take it. And I'm, you know, especially when it comes to both the Patriots and the Red Sox, I want them to spend money. And so like I'm not, like, once they spend money, you're like, good. Like they need to spend money, keep their guys. We went over the list of all these players that are gone from the previous five draft classes. Well, the ones that you identify that are good and worthwhile, make sure you keep them. And you know, I think it's also a good sign to send that message where we're not going to wait to the very end of your contract. We're not going to play it out to the very end, right? Like, we can get a deal done now and sign this up now. It won't be a concern for you, and like, you're good to go for the rest of the season. So yeah, I thought that was good. I think, yeah, do a little bit more deeper dive into like where he ranks. But I would just say watching him this season, the eight games that he has played, he's been better defensively than I remember or would have guessed.
100%. Yeah. Now, you mentioned Taylor Kyles. I remembered a tweet he had yesterday, but some good numbers here.
Mm-hmm.
So good job calling him out.
Yep.
I remembered this reading it yesterday. He has the fourth most run stops among corners this year. So it's like
he's a good tackler for a little guy.
He's more of a run force player than I remembered. However, when I was scrolling through Kyles' other tweets, I didn't realize this. Passer rating allowed from the slot this year in the NFL.
Oh, here we go.
And he guesses where he ranks.
Sixth.
First.
Oh, man.
Ahead of.
Oh, you got a good deal on him then.
Ahead of, and maybe this is, you know, the actual tell. He's ahead of Jordan Lewis in Jacksonville, who I think I remember from Dallas, but I wouldn't have thought is the next best slot corner.
Okay.
Jaquan McMillan in Denver. Good defense. Cooper DeJean, who is a high-end slot corner that I'm aware of. He's fourth. Mm-hmm. And Javon Bullard in Green Bay. He also has given up the fifth fewest yards per covered snap allowed from the slot, according to PFF. And that's all relayed by Taylor Kyles. So maybe the numbers back it out. Can you keep punching the football out once a week like he has been? Maybe, maybe not. Is he going to hold up over 17 games? He really hasn't to this point in his career. Maybe this is
durability
the year.
Is going to be
so I think that's
question.
A concern. But ultimately, I agree with you. The Patriots spent some money. Good. On a good player?
Yeah.
Good.
Also, I mean, if you want to compare it to this way, Christian Gonzalez, if and when they sign him, that's going to be roughly $30 million a year. So if he's making 30 and your slot corner is making 12, who also returns punts, I look at it as pretty good value.
Well, at some point in time, and the Patriots don't have to do this. I mean, they can do all the cap machinations they want. But at some point in time, you know how it goes. We can't pay this person because we got to pay these other guys, or we've already paid this guy over here. That's the way the Crafts have done business. They're 31st in the NFL in spending since they took over. And you have a big contract dog-eared for Gonzalez this offseason. You have a massive one due
that's
for Drake May
wild.
In 2 years.
The way this is going, that's going to be the highest in the league.
Look, if you pay Marcus Jones, there might be a guy somewhere down the line you can't pay. But in the meantime, good for them. And I don't – I mean, Gonzalez and May, they have to pay, right?
I would think those two you have to –
So who else would be in that group of young players that you want to commit
to? What happens is once you get to the point, if Drake May is a consistent top five quarterback, that's when you probably can afford to go back to kind of cheaping out. Because like for so many years, Tom Brady just masked everything. So you could let guys go, you could offer them not as much and be like, hey, this is what we're offering, you take it or leave it, that kind of thing. But they're not there yet, and that's why you would hope in the next couple of years, keep paying guys, because you're right, eventually Drake May is going to make an insane amount of money, and he's going to kind of force their hand where they're going to have to pay him.
Well, and by the time they pay Drake May in 2 years, which again, you can't pay Gonzalez right now, May is not extension eligible, so you can't pay either of those guys. In the meantime, lock these guys in, the cap will go up, the deals will look more affordable. So no, you're right, the time to pay those guys is now, because once you have the Drake May salary on the books, once you have the Gonzalez salary on the books, it's going to be harder to keep
well,
around guys like this.
Well, they haven't had, I mean, in their history, they would always have like an elite corner. And then for a few years, they kind of didn't. And now they do again with Gonzalez. So that's a position you have to pay. You know, we're a long ways away from it. But Will Campbell, you finally got a left tackle. If he ends up being a left tackle, those guys get paid. And then the quarterback. So you went a few years without having a good player at three premium positions. The one, I guess, drawback, not drawback to me, but I guess for like an owner, the one drawback to that would be, all right, when that comes due, you got to pay him. But the good news is, I think at least with the Patriots and the way Drake May has played, this isn't like forking over money to Tua or Trevor Lawrence or somebody where you're like, I think we have
We're
to,
not
or
sure.
Brock Purdy. Like, no.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It's trending in the way where you're going to feel good about
it. Well, and you're right. I mean, pretty much every quarterback these days gets the extension. I mean, Cousins was really the one who didn't. I mean, I guess, like, who burned you? Cousins, and I don't really even know how burned Washington feels many years later. But in general, every team now just errs on the side of paying Drake May, their quarterback. So I'm sure the Patriots will do that with Drake May. No, one of the names I was going to bring up, and Dice texted in, sneaky contract you have to get done next year, Kayshon Boutte.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. We know he thinks highly of himself, as he should. Yeah, he was a first-round pick. I mean, he happened to be picked in the sixth round, but he was a first-round pick.
At one point, if they would have drafted him 3 years earlier, he was maybe going to be a first-round pick.
Yeah, he's having a good year. And obviously has a good chemistry with Drake May, and you know that's going to get brought up. You know his agent's going to bring that up. Right? Look at the connection he's had like since day one when those two guys have played together.
So let me ask it this way, and I don't know if it's an either-or proposition, but with the way the Kraft spend, it might be. If you were going to pay one or the other, who would you have paid, Boutte or Marcus Jones?
I guess Boutte.
I think if you ask it that way, I would also
if
answer
it's one
Boutte.
Or the other, it'd probably be Boutte. I guess the question would be, do you feel like is Brian Thomas realistic, or is there another receiver realistic? And then at that point, I'd be like, all right, now it's not as important, you know. And Boutte's going to cost more money, too. Like, he's not going to take $12 million a year.
Nope, I wouldn't think, based on the way he's playing right now. 617-779-7937. Randy is in Providence on the Pats trades yesterday. Go ahead, Randy.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Look, I think the Keon White trade was a good trade. Like, standing up, the guy generates zero explosiveness, and that's a problem. But what I do wonder, and what I want you guys to take on is, do you think there's anything interesting in the timing? Because Truman Jones probably would have been the first guy called up to fill that edge role, and the day before, Tennessee snipes him.
Yeah, so he got claimed on the Tennessee practice squad. Vrabel had mentioned Truman Jones. Is that the kid from Harvard?
As one of
his favorite players. There's another guy on the depth chart, Ponder, I think, who had started getting snaps over other edge players. I imagine they're making a trade. Reese said over the weekend he expects they're going to get depth there. So they got a pick swap, moved up a half round.
Yeah.
By dealing away Keon White, who they didn't think had a role. I will tell you this, ESPN grades all these trades. They gave the Patriots a B for the Duggar trade.
And hell
I think that had to do with getting some money off the books.
Okay.
And they also gave Pittsburgh a B for acquiring Duggar. ESPN did not like the Keon White trade as much. A- for the 49ers, C- for the Pats. So in terms of like...
He just didn't really have any real value here. Like, he wasn't very good for the team.
And the only play I remember him making all year, he flashed a little bit early in training camp, then he got passed by Kalavon Chasen. Mm-hmm. So I barely even remember him at camp. The only play I remember him making, there was a play against Buffalo in the Sunday night game where he got just completely turned around and looked completely lost. It's the only time I remember him on the field, and that's what I remember him for.
I really only remember him from the draft when, hey, you just get drafted in the NFL, and he looked mad.
Yeah.
He was stone-faced, didn't crack a smile. In fact, I think it angered him that he got drafted.
And he's like, you drafted me?
Yeah. And like,
second round?
You allow these cameras in your house. This is your house. This is a draft party for you.
I mean, look.
He looked miserable.
I don't really care about getting rid of either him or Duggar.
And bring somebody back. And the deadline's Tuesday.
Thank you. Anthony Jennings onto the list. Like, I don't care if they get rid of any of those guys.
See ya.
They also got nothing. Let's not pretend like they got anything in return.
No.
And this is a team that should be adding. So if they add, no harm, no foul. I'll feel pretty good about it. In the meantime, I am curious why they're subtracting for future six-round draft picks. Where, again, you moved up a half round.
They're cooking something up.
Hopefully.
That's the
Hopefully
plan.
They are. And honestly, if you're asking me to guess what's going on, I would agree with that. I bet they are cooking something up. Wolf has already worked out deals with every assistant GM in the NFL.
He's like, guys, you like this one? Yeah, I do too. Maybe I'll ask my boss.
The problem is you got to get Vrabel and Cowden
Correct.
And Stretch on board. 617-779-7937. We'll get to all your feedback coming up. It is a Would You Rather Wednesday, by the way. I'm not sure I've mentioned that. We'll get to some Would You Rathers at 11:30. We have the hashtag Dork Minute. at 11:45, as we do every Wednesday. Pure Hoops with Terp at high noon. It's back.
Woo!
TV Terp.
No I know.
So we'll talk to him at high noon. Mike Vrabel live at 1 o'clock. And it's not only a Would You Rather Wednesday. It's also a What If Wednesday, Keith.
Ooh, those can be good.
What if the Falcons actually hired Bill Belichick, this week's opponent for the Patriots? We'll get to that at 11. But we got to touch on the Bruins. Let's give them some credit. An actual win last night for the Bees. Maybe, just maybe. Marco Sturm's message is starting to land a little bit. We'll get to that next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.